Nice to meet you.
My brother Sullivan.
Okay. Okay, good evening. This is Rabbi Simon Shear, Tuesday night, March 28th, in Congregation Beth Aaron. The sponsors for tonight's shear is Sharon and Yudi Gopin in memory of Peggy Weiss, Yudi's sister, Susan and Lenny Presby in honor of the upcoming Rothwack Simcha, Phyllis and Sandy Zlotnick, Zecher Nishma Sandy's mother, Rivka Bas Alter Zalman, Ronnie and Paul Lustiger, Zecher Nishma's Ronnie's father, Zeb and Arya Leib, Chana and Daniel Hager, Zecher Nishma's Miriam Bas Mordechai Abraham, and Baruch and Mordechai Abraham, Dorothy and Louis Karp to commemorate the first yard site of Dorothy's father, Jack Kaladny, Yaakov ben Moshe, and Talia and Yair Hinden.
Okay, thank you. Thank all the sponsors. It's always a pleasure to be here and to share the Divrei Torah. Recent years we've been doing it before different Yom Tovim Daraisa, Yom Tovim Darabanan, depends on the year, but it's a big schus to be here. So, for me, Yom Tov of Pesach, every stage of Pesach is a whole different shiur, a whole different, you know, this year is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so we're going to speak about the month of Nisan. If it would have been later, we would have spoke about something else. But I think Nisan, there's so many things about Nisan, so I'd like to speak about the global concept of Chodesh Nisan. There was every month has its mahus. You know, the late Rav Moshe Shapiro, who was just Nifter, so he was, I heard in his name, he was critical of the concept, I think sometimes that the Lubavitcher Rebbe had, that, you know, to label the year, to hey shnas, whatever, you know, he thought the year was too broad of a thing to give it a label of the year. But the months, we have that idea that each month could represent something different and something unique. And I'd like to discuss a little bit about the month of Nisan in its generality and show how the concept of a month and especially the month of Nisan. And we're all familiar the way I titled the Shia Yochel Me Rosh Chodesh. That the Gemara, the Haggadah says, Yochel Me Rosh Chodesh. That I might think that you could even start saying the Haggadah on today, Rosh Chodesh. We could start saying Rosh Chodesh. Maybe that'll make a shorter Seder. Start a little bit today, a little bit tomorrow, and then maybe we could start the Seder with Shulchan Aruch, you know. But what's this Yochel Me Rosh Chodesh? What's the idea? Okay, so let's look now in Parshas Bo. It says, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe v'al Aaron be'eretz Mitzrayim le'mor ha'chodesh hazeh lachem rosh chodoshim rishon hu lachem l'chodshe hashana. So the month of Nisan is the Rosh Chodeshim, and the famous Ramban, we'll take a look on page 5. It says, Tana Chodesh Hazelachem Rosh Chodeshim, Sheyimnu Oso Yisrael Chodesh HaRishon, Nisan should be the first month, Umimenu Yimnu Kol HaChodeshim. And that's going to be the vantage point of where everything else is going to be counted from. Sheini Ushlishi Atashlom Hashana B'Shnei Masar Chodesh. It's always going to be the second month, the second from Nisan, the third month from Nisan, etc. All from the perspective of Nisan. Kidei Sheyeze Zikoron B'Neis HaGodol. So this should be a memorial of the Neis HaGodol that took place. Ki b'chol eish naskir chadoshim yeh Neis Niskar. Because whatever we'll speak about a month, we'll speak about the fifth month, the sixth month from when? From Yitzias Mitzrayim. The seventh month from when? From Yitzias Mitzrayim. So we'll always have that in the forefront of our minds. Al kein ein lechadoshim shem b'Torah. Right? In other words, the concept of, in the Torah doesn't say Nisan, Iyar, Tishrei, all these things. It doesn't say names, because it's all perspective of counting from Nisan. So you should always have that in the front of your minds. And then the Rabbi continues in the next paragraph, right? The famous Ramban that's what we do Lagabe Shabbos. How do we count the days of the week? Etc. So we should have a zechira of Shabbos during the week. That's why Rav Yitzchak Abadi in his Tshuvas writes. He thinks that Meikar Adin, you know, the reason why we do the Shir Shal Yom, we say Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Hayom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, is based on this Ramban. So Rav Abadi points out that he thought Meikar Adin, it's not really necessary to say on Shabbos Hayom Yom Shabbos Kodesh, because that was only. I'm not saying we should change the minhag, but he's saying that that's really the point was. Sheni b'Shabbos, Shlishi b'Shabbos. You should always be thinking about Shabbos during the rest of the week. Yom Yom Shabbos Kodesh. You don't have to say Yom Yom Shabbos Kodesh because that is Shabbos. Mizmor Sheli Yom HaShabbos. Okay, I'm not suggesting we change the minhag of the Siddur, but that's just the point. And then the bottom paragraph in the Ramban says, "Kvar hiski Rabbeinu zayinim v'amru Sheimus Chadoshim olu imo bebavel." So the Sheimus Chadoshim we got from Bavel, that was a separate idea. But this is the month. We have to. So we're already told that Hachodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chadoshim. So it's interesting. One of the Sfarim we'll see a sefer called Minchas Aron, an interesting sefer. And he points out in the Sefer, it's very interesting that the mitzvah of HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, Rosh Chodoshim, was even given before any of the miracles of the month took place. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, Rosh Chodoshim, on the beginning of Nisan, this is going to be the focal point of everything of the year, so you should remember the Nisim. What Nisim? There weren't no Nisim yet. What Nisim? HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, like the Ramban says, so now we're going to have this month, and this is going to be the first month. Remember, the Nisim that will happen yet. But it's interesting that we never think about this idea, that based on the Ramban, it's something to think about, as the Sefer Minchas Aron points out, that we're told that this is the month that everything is going to be counted from, to remember the Nisim that had not yet occurred yet. And that's what, on page 15, you'll see he asked this question on the bottom of the last paragraph. V'yeshlus bonin, matam tziva Hashem Yisbarach laso zeichel anes, kodim shanasa hanes, v'ayu ol be'eretz Mitzrayim. Hachodesh hazeh lachem rosh chadoshim. Rishon hu luchot she'ashodesh. Ramban said, remember the nes. So you have the third month, all from Nisan, to remember the Nes. The Bishul Mama should see the Lassos as a Pesach Ol Kodem, next page. Shetiskayim Pesachti Aleichem. Because of Rashi, Shazel Mishum Shaloh Yubiyodem, Mitzvahs Lassasegmem, Gedei Shegolo, at the area in the area. Nosom Lehem Shtei Mitzvahs, Dan Pesach Umila. Okay, the Pesach, they needed extra mitzvahs, but over here, what's this idea that you're told about this month even beforehand? And in response to this question, he quotes the pasuk in Re'eh on page 9: "Shomar Hachodesh Ha'Aviv, V'asisa Pesach LaShem Elokecha, Ki B'Chodesh Ha'Aviv Hotziyacha Hashem Elokecha Mitzrayim Laila." So, as he points out, the Minchas Aron, that it's interesting when the Torah speaks about Yitzias Mitzrayim, it doesn't just say remember the day of Pesach, it says Shomer es Chodesh Ha'Aviv. It speaks from the perspective of the global perspective of the month, which perhaps indicates that there was something special in the month, as the Milchas Aharon says, that was miyuad even before the actual miracle took place. And he bases it on the words of the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar on page 13. Where you see that there was something special about this time, even in the time of Yitzchak and Esav and Yaakov, where, as the Maral says, this was, you know, when they said to bring the Shnei Gidoye Izim, Re'echad Pesach, Echad Lechagiga. So the point being that this time, and as the Maral says on page 10, Yochel Mirosh Chodesh Kvar Bi'anu Shugulosum Haisu B'Madrega Dusha Elokis, V'zeru Im Hayulios Nigolim B'Chodesh HaRishon, Midrash Yisr M'Shabachar Kodesh Baruch Hu Omo Kovalo Bo Rosh HaChadoshim V'Shonim, M'Shabachar B'Yakov U'Bono Kovar Rosh Chodesh Al Ku'ula, U'Bono Nolad Yitzchak, etc. In other words, the point being, as Michas Aharon explains the Maral, that Chodesh Nisan, even from the get-go, way before Yitzias Mitzrayim, was Nikpa to be a special month of a Chodesh HaGeula. It was going to be, as he writes here on page 17 in the second paragraph, Kach Kosev Maral, Perusha LaHagodah Davamina Lomar HaGodah Meirash Chodesh. What's the Havamina Yochol Meirash Chodesh? Haisa Mishum Mishabach HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Yakov V'Bonov Kova Chodesh Shel Geula. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Koveya the Chodesh Shel Geula. So Shomer as Chodesh Aviv. In other words, don't look at it only from the perspective of the day, but look at it from the perspective of the month, which is Chodesh HaGeula, which existed from the Maaseh Bereishis. So when Yaakov and the brachas of Yaakov, you know, and Yitzchak and Yaakov and the brachas, that was from this month of the Chodesh HaGeula. It was something special. And then he says that's pshat in, as you look at the bottom of the paragraph on page 17, Ramban Parshas Bo Kosov Datam Shashchitas Pesach. Ramban says, "Ubavoki mazel tle bechodesh nisan bekocho hagodol." We know that each month has different constellations which look like certain different figures, and the month of Nisan is the mazel of the tle. Okay, so and we're told to shecht it. Okay, see, v'lishchad tle v'lechol osa lodiya shel shelo bekocho hamazel yatzono el b'gzeiris elyon. So he says that the point being, that Ramban explains, is because one could think that the Yetzias Mitzrayim was something part of the Teva. Part of Teva. It's not Teva. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we have to... So Dafka, as he points out here, Dafka in the Chodesh HaAviv, the Chodesh HaGeula, we're told, we have to be told this idea, that any Geula that's going to be taking place is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, direct intervention, and not from some mazel or something like that. So we start off, we have to shech the mazel of this month, to realize that anything of the month that's happening is l'malo min hateva, is l'malo from the mazel. And that's the idea of shechting the Korban Pesach. So there is an interesting idea. It's al derech hadrush, but it comes from the Kadmonim. So I always find it interesting. It's from the Shalom HaKadosh on page 20. So again, so what we've said till now is that the Chodesh Nisan is, it's not just the month, the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the whole month was Miyuad for Geula, and that's why we're told HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, to remember this month of Geula even before, and that was Miyuad from Maaseh Bereishis. So says the Shalom, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim Rishon Hu Lachem Lachodshei Hashana Hinei Yesh Kefa Loshon B'zeh HaPasuk Omar Shehu Rosh Chodeshim V'Omer Sheinis Rishon Hu Lachem. So what is this idea? So he gives but what I want to focus on is what with the second arrow. Derech remez nucha lomar that pasuk romez hachodesh hazeh lachem rosh chodeshim klomar hachodesh kulo hu rosh chodeshim. He said that every day in the month represents another month. Ki chol yom vayom. Hu kirosh chodesh. Kimo shekosef hatur b'simin tov chav tes b'shem mesachas sofrim. Dein mesanim b'nisan b'echad b'nisan hu kama mishkan. V'yud beiz nizim hikrivu korbanam. So every day, hachodesh hazeh lachem rosh chodeshim. So it's like a microcosm of the year. The microcosm of the year. The first day is the first month. The second day is the second month. The third day is the third month. I once saw somebody who had a sign. He says, like in the summer, every day is like a month, you know. But this is about Nisan. That's why they say. I once saw a quote from the Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer said, you know, Chodesh Nisan, don't bother. You know, I'm very busy because every day, every second counts. Like you know, it's disproportionate that every day in Nisan is like another is, it counts like a month. So everything you're happening. So we gotta. You know, the consolidation and the preciousness of the time of Nisan is HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. That's what the Shalom says. Well, so there's a Chasam Sofer that says the following. Take a look in the Gemara in Erevin on page 19. Tanu Rabbanan Shtei Shonim Umechza Nechleku Beishamai Ubeisilo. For 2.5 years, Beishamai and Beisilo were arguing. Halo olu omrim noch lo laodam shelo nivra. It would have been better that we shouldn't have been created. Yosef Misha Nivra. Falalo omrim noch lo laodam shelo nivra. Yosef Misha lo nivra. And others say, no, it would have been better to be created. It's an interesting, theoretical, philosophical discussion here. Nimnu v'gomru, noach lo la'odam shelo nivra. So they took a vote, and they said it would have been better, we shouldn't have been created, yosem mi shenivra, but achshiv shenivra, but now we were created, yifashmish b'masav, v'omri le yimashmish b'masav. Now we're created, so we have to make the best of it. And we have to be very careful in what we do. Now, that's the Gemara in Erevin. So comes the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer was from the Gedolei Hador, not only in Psak Halacha, but in Drush. You know, the Drushes of the Chasam Sofer were, you know, from of great note. So on page 21, he says like this. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim Kosef Shaloh Kol Yimei HaChodesh Hem Kedoshim Ki Rosh HaChodeshim HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rishon Hu Lachodesh HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. That every part of the month is Rosh HaChodeshim. V'inei Chodesh Nisan Chulo Rosh HaChodeshim HaShel Kol Yom Kolul Mechodesh Echad. So comes out V'hava Shloshim Chodeshim. Right? In other words, if there are 30 days and each one is like a month, so Chodesh Nisan is like 30 months. So what's 30 months? Shehem Beishonim Umechza. So that's 2.5 years. So he says that's the 2.5 years of Beisham and Beisilu. Right, Tosa says there in Erevin that in the bottom Tosa is Noach lo Odom. Adam Rinan, so he says Haynu b'stam b'nei Odom. Aval tzadik, last two lines, Ashra v'Ashrei Doro. The tzadik, of course, it's better that he be created. Al pizeh afal pi shebetishrei nivra olam mikol mokom haya kolo haya v'Noach lo shelo nivra. Ach benisin yitzias Mitzrayim. As nivra ha'olam mamish nivchur Yisrael v'noch shenivra ha'inu beishanim u'mechza shenechul beishanim remez l'chodesh Nisan. In other words, he's saying that the remez, that the fact that, what's this 2.5 years? What's the 2.5 years? He says the 2.5 years represents that the time that we really understand the creation and why we were created is in Nisan. Because Nisan is the time of Geula, and the creation of man is the time that we're freed from Shibud, and now it's not we freed from Shibud, now it's a Hefker. Now we're servicing Hashem. So the month that defines, you would think, Tishrei, we were created, and human being was created, but the month that defines the ultimate of Noach Shenivra, Achshav Shenivra, is Nisan. And that's the Shtei, 2.5 years, that represents Chodesh Nisan. Because that's the time that now we can understand what life is about. Because life is about being B'nei Chorin to service HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each one in his own way. Because people are involved in avdus, and avdus doesn't only mean that you're subordinate to a paro or something like that, but people are subordinate to so many things that cause people not to fulfill their potentials and cause people to be, so certain physical things, psychological things, all different types of fears, pressures, different things that hold us back. And Nisan is the month of Geula, and Geula is the time that shows the meaning of life, that each and every person can have a Geula. And what I should have xeroxed that I neglected to is the Hakdama of the Ramban to Sefer Shmos, where the Ramban says Sefer Shmos is the Chodesh, is the Sefer HaGeula. So the question he asks is, I understand if Sefer Shmos would end, with Yitzias Mitzrayim, with Bo, B'Shalach, Yisro, B'Shpotim, but Truma, Tetzaveh, Vayakal, Pekuda, what's that? So he says, because the ultimate of Geula is that encounter that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is the month of Nisan. Because Nisan, we come out of our shibud, and that's what ultimately it's all about. That's why the Maral says that matzah. Why is matzah cheres? Matzah, I happen to like matzah, but some people like challah. I could go with matzah the whole year round, but why is that cheres? It's the, you would think, that's thin. You know why it's cheres? Because anything that doesn't need to rely on something else. Those other things, they need additives, they need yeast, they need this. The less you have to rely on, so then the more shichur you have. The more that you have to rely on this, you have to rely on that. That's avdus. And matzah represents something that doesn't need any additives. It's just a plain flour and water without any of the yeast, without any of the things that need to. And that's the ultimate. And that's what cheres is. And that's the meaning of life, is that we have to, each, every individual has to take off the, like Rav Shechter once said, it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Ani avdecha ben amasecha bitachta lebosayrai, that I'm an Eved Hashem, and therefore I released the shackles. So Rav Shechter asked, but you would think just the opposite. If you're an Eved, then you have the shackles. So that's the idea, as Rav Shechter pointed out, that a person is Eved Hashem, that's the ultimate cheres. Because if you have other things that are controlling you, a desire for money, desire for all different other things that are beyond the necessities of life, then you and what's known today in the modern world, the world of addictions and things like that, that is the ultimate of avdus, and that's Chodesh Geula, and that Chodesh Geula is the month that shows the meaning of life. That's the Shnei Shanim Umechza. And that's the, according to the Shalah, every month, every day is another month, and that's the 30 months, and that's the Shnei Shanim Umechza that they were arguing with. That's ultimately what gives the value of life. What I'd like to show you now, just to digress just a little bit, is how the concept of the month is not only by Nisan, but we find it in other places as well. The concept and, the Yochol Meirosh Chodesh idea that we have over here. So I'd like to point out the Yerushalmi in Megillah on page 22. Did I say Yotros in the shul? No. I also don't say Yotzros. So I would tell, usually I go to shuls that don't say Yotzros. But so when I go to them, my in-laws are from the Lower East Side. So the Lower East Side, they keep the old minhagim. And they say, they have all the Yotzros and all the... So before we see that, I'll say over something from the Yotzros. If we're not going to say it, at least Shabbos HaChodesh. So I'll tell you over a vort that I always was fond of from the Yotzrots that I never say, but I like to say over the vort. I think in the Musaf of Shabbos HaChodesh, so the Yotzrots says that Nisan is a Chodesh Sheishuas Makifos, which literally means we're surrounded with Yeshuas. So the Apterov of Yeshua, Avraham Yeshua Heschel, of Apta, he said a different pshat in Yeshua's Makifas. He says, Yeshua's Makifas means if you learn different Mishnayos, you see the concept of Hakafa. Hakafa means when you buy something on credit. You don't pay for it, you buy on credit, that's called Hakafa. And the idea being that in Chodesh Nisan, it's the Chodesh HaGeula, that's why Hashem took us out, but as we know, the Ari HaKadosh and the Orachayim and all quote that we weren't deserving to come out. Right? We were the men test Shari Tuma. So we came out. What did we come out? On credit. We came out on credit. There was, Hashem says, okay, I have to take you out now because if you don't come out now, you're going to sink. And that's it. So I'll take you out on credit. So all the Yeshuas we had are Mekifos. They're all Bahakafa. They were all on credit. And then the Svarim write, Rabban Bipanu, that what? As soon as we start Sfira, that's what? Starting to pay back the credit card bill. That's what we're starting to do. That's why there's a minhag. I don't have this minhag. I assume most of you don't have this minhag either. But there is a minhag. What's the minhag? The minhag is, for some people, that the first night, second Seder, you do Sfira after the Seder. You start Sfira after the Seder. In fact, in Borough Park, and other places, people actually, they go to shul after the Seder, and they do it b'tzibur, to have, it's pretty late. But people, but our minhag is, most of us, we do it in shul. Right, like we do every night in shul. So what's the idea that we should do it after the Seder? So the Rambam Mipanu, who's from the great in the Kubalim, he says the pshat is like this, because it's not shaykh to count Svira before you tell the whole story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's what I got. That's the merchandise. So now I don't start paying my credit card bill till after I got the merchandise on credit. Now I can start paying. So first you have to tell the story and then see what we've got on credit. Then we can start paying back the credit. So that's the Ramami Panu explains the minhag. So it's a good minhag for those that have the minhag. But and in some Haggadahs, you know, at the end of the Haggadah, they print the Sfiras Omer. But in Hasidic circles, it's very a common minhag, and in other circles, it's not. Because if you don't have the minhag, then, you know, it poses halacha questions of eating a meal before you do a mitzvah, etc. But if you hold that that's the way that the mitzvah is only, you know, chal until after the meal, so then that's. So, but that's also part of the, you know, we have to realize that, you know, the geula that we had of Mitzrayim wasn't the well-deserved one, and now we're earning our keep through Sfiras HaOmer. But everyone has the private geula, and that he has to try to keep it up and earn it on his own right. Okay, so getting now to the Yerushalmi and Megillah. Tani b'shem Reb Nosson. Kol ha'chodesh kosher l'kriyas ha'megillah. So it's an unbelievable thing. Because, you know, we know you read Megillah either Yudalot or Tezvav. Those that learned Masechta Megillah know you can read it Megillah, Nikreis, Yudalot, Yudbeis, Yudgimel, Yudalot, Tezvav. Now we're telling a chiddush that we never even knew before. Kol ha'chodesh kosher l'kriyas ha'megillah. That you could read the Megillah the whole month. And that's born in Shulchan Aruch. That Yotze Beshayara, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, folks, at least there's an opinion. A person is going on a caravan, like the old days, they used to travel with caravans, and they didn't necessarily have the, you know, it's not like today. Today you travel, and you take everything with you. You have a suitcase and everything, you know. In those days, you traveled, you didn't have the fancy suitcases, so what could you take? That's why I always say, you know, the Gemara says in Shabbos that Achsanoi is Mishtatef Bepruta. You know, if you're a guest on Chanukah, so you Mishtatef Bepruta. So, Rav Soloveitchik, his opinion was that, as Shechter pointed out, that Achsanoi, you have to Mishtatef Bepruta, you can't bring your own menorah to someone else's house. Because it's a halacha, it has to be mishtatef bepruta. Because in Rav Soloveitchik's mind, nothing could just be, you know, balabatish thing. It had to be a halacha. Everything was a halacha. But some say no. Achsanai mishtatef bepruta is because he's an achsanai. It's not like everyone has a prefab menorah to take with him like we have today. A person was an achsanai. What do he have with him? His money belt. That's all he had with him. So it's mishtatev apruta. But that's a halacha that he has to be mishtatev apruta. But the Rav Soloveitchik, no, you can't say that. That's you know, trivializing the, you know, but it could be that that's the pashup shot. That Achsanai is mishtatev apruta, not because you can't bring your menorah to somebody's house that you're going away for Shabbos. It's because they didn't have the menorahs like they had today. We can prefab menorahs and then all the candles and this and that. So you had your money belt, so you mishtatev apruta. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, a person's going b'shayara, he's not going to have a Megillah. So from the beginning of the month, he can read the Megillah on Aleph, Beis, Gimel, not Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph. From the beginning of the month until, but not the end of the month, because then Alo Yavor, etc. That's what the Yerushalmi says. But you see the concept that Chodesh Adar, which is the Chodesh, you know, which has its own symbolism, is not only a din in the days. It's a din ha-chodesh asher nefach lahem. Just like we're saying that Nisan is the chodesh ha-geula, and yochol meirech chodesh, and the reason why we don't, because we bizman shematza moram nochlem b'fanecha, so this Yerushalmi in Megillah is always, when I always say the yochol meirech chodesh, I always think about this Yerushalmi in Megillah, lagabe Kriyas HaMegillah, even from the beginning of the month. And the other thing I think about is a Minchas Chinuch. This Mechas Chinuch I heard for the first time from Dr. Norman Lamb. He came the first summer I was in Moresh HaKolel in 1978, and Dr. Lamb came on Shivas Arba Tamas and he gave a shiur. And in the shiur he quoted the Mechas Chinuch. What does the Mechas Chinuch say? So the pasuk in Zechariah on page 23 by the Tzomos, the different fast days. Kol Amar Hashem. What was the question was like this: when the fast days were because of the Churban Habayis, and then but then they came back and they rebuilt. So the question was: are they going to still have to fast for the fast days of the Bayis Rishon after already they have the Bayis Sheni? So the response of the Zechariah was: Kol Amar Hashem Tzvokos Tzom Harvi Tzom Hamishi. That's Shiva Sabatamas, it's Tzom Harvi. From the fourth, Tzom HaChamishi is Tisha B'Av. Tzom HaShvi is Tzom Gedalia, Tzom Atzira, Tzom Batavis, Yehle Besi Yehuda, L'Sosan, L'Simcha, L'Modim Tovim, L'Amesu HaSholom Ehovu. So he says, no, that sometimes, it's a whole discussion in the Gemara, but sometimes the Tzomos are going to be celebrations. And that means we have a Beis HaMikdash. And we have, so it'll be a time of celebration. But otherwise, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, so we call the Tzomos Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah means that it's not in the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, so it's not that, but it's not like Hanukkah is nowhere in Tanakh, so that's a pure Drabbanan. And then we have Divrei Kabbalah, things that are in Nevi'im Uksuvim, that the poskim consider sometimes like almost like the stature of a Doraisa. So the Minchas Chinuch was puzzled by the following question. Look on page 24 in the Minchas Chinuch, Shin Aleph. He says, V'od kevim shehu midivre kabbalah shehu kidivre Torah. Eini Yodea, he says, Eini Yodea, Lama lo yidche atayin es Shabbos v'yontif. He says, how come the fast days are not Doche Shabbos? You know, there's a fast day that falls on Shabbos, except for Yom Kippur, maybe Asar B'Tavis, Avudrum says, we don't fast. But why is that? We can't fast on Shabbos, why not? It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. The karasa l'Shabbos oneg. So let me ask you a question. So it's a pasuk in Yeshaya. So fasting is a pasuk in Zechariah. So why is one stronger than the other? Both should have the status of what? The status of Divrei Kabbalah. So why is it that that we don't fast? So he says a fascinating idea, which fits into the whole idea that we're developing tonight, and that he starts saying it on the top of the right corner on page 24. He says, "V'nir lani es daiti nafkimin l'dion gam kein da arbat somos halol b'divrei kabbalah ein nikba lahem yom miyuchad." He says, when the pasuk refers to the fast days, it says Tzom HaRevi, Tzom HaChamishi. It just says the month. So he's saying the Divrei Kabbalah, which is the status maybe like a Daraisa, perhaps only could be any time in the month. In other words, the mandate of fasting that particular day is not in the Navi. So the fact that it has the status of Divrei Kabbalah, that's just, you can fast any day in the month. You want to fast for Av, the month of Av, any day in Av, any day in Tammuz, any day, Ein Nikbalem Yom Miyuchad, Asar B'Teves, O Tisha B'Av, V'Chadoma. Rak HaDivrei Kabbalah Hu Al Eilu HaChadoshim. It's only a din in the month. The B'Tavis, V'Tammuz, V'Av, V'Tishrei, HaMiyuchadim, V'Sanus B'Hem, Yom Echad. of alone nisyached yom yochad rak eze yom shirotze. So now it, so it says, now you understand very well. Why isn't it docha Shabbos? Because there's no need to fast on Shabbos. You can fast, you can fulfill your obligation any day in the month. Oh, the fact that we don't do that anymore, that's because me the Rabbanon, they made specific days. But that chiyuv is only the Rabbanon. So the isra fasting on Shabbos, that's me divrei Kabbalah. But the fact that I have to fast specifically Tisha B'Av, or specifically Asar B'Teves, or specifically Shivosa B'Tamas, that was a later takana. That was only me the Rabbanon. And that's how, that's the idea that he develops. But, and that answers the, his questions, amongst other questions that he raises here as well. But you see that the idea, the Avelis, permeates the whole month, and not only permeates a specific day, because the month itself is, you know, has a certain character to the month itself. That's why some people, you know, the Arizal had a, you see in the Sidurim, he has a specific pasuk for every for Nisan, it's Yismuchu Hashamayim V'Sogel Haaretz. That's you know, every month. Some of the Sidurim have it. They say you should have Kavana when you say the Shem Hashem for the Kaddish Yisrael Rosh Hashanah to Mechavim for that pasuk. And Yismuchu Hashamayim V'Sogel Haaretz is the pasuk of Yud Kei Vav Kei in the order of Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's the ultimate Midas Arachamim. So that fits in, as some point out, with the idea that we said before, that Nisan is a month of Rachamim, because everything we received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Nisan was purely from the Rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, okay. So now I'd like to get back to Nisan. And I'd like to discuss, what about the end of Nisan? Okay, so now we have the first 12 days, the Nisim. You know, some people, you know, in the Hasidic Shtiblach, after davening every day, they take out the Torah and they read the Nasi Hayom. That's a whole discussion. Is it proper to take out a Torah to read if you're not making the brachas? That's a whole discussion in the poskim. I wrote my Sefer Minhagim, I have a whole discussion of that. That's why some are critical of the minhag of Mishneh Torah on Leil Hoshana Rabbah. Is that a proper thing to do or not? So, okay, those that have the minhag, and those that don't. But it's a discussion whether is it a proper thing just to take out a Torah and read if it's not part of the takana, and you can read it with the brachas. So what about, so now we know, you know, there's a minhag, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, so this everyone has to agree to. You know, there are two types of people in the world. There's some people that love to say Tachanun. Like, every excuse they get, you can't budge them not to say Tachanun. And some people love not to say Tachanun. Those are the two types of people that I know in this world. In fact, Rabbi Rosenzweig mentioned in a shir that he spoke recently, he said there's a shita even of Rav Amram Gon that you say Tachanun on Purim. So, you know, so, but, you know, so the end of the month, what happened in the end of the month? We don't say, because it's brought down. So even those people that diehards that have to say Tachanun, you know, even they know that Nisan, at least even the diehards will not grumble if they don't have to say Tachanun. So what's the idea? So morning posts say, well, Rova the month is what? You know, it was B'Kedusha, you know, between the 12 days of Nisim, and then Pesach, and then this, so, you know, so you have 7 days left. So the diehards would probably say, so let's say it for those 7 days, but, you know, Rov Hayom B'Kedusha. So the Maaseh Rokeach quotes this, the Sechas Sofrim, on page 25.
Why
B'yom u'yantuf. That every nasi made a yantuf for the day that he brought the korban. Chayin la'osid lovo, osid hamikdash libanos benisim. Kayim ha'shanemar ein kol chodosh tachas ha'shemesh. Lefichach ein omrim tachan kol yimei nisim. So what's this idea? That you don't say tachan kol yimei nisim. So the Sefer Maaseh Rokeach says the following idea on page 27. So there's a Gemara, there's a Mishnah in Masechta Sukkah and Masechta Menachos that says that we know that the halacha is that what? That the second day of Pesach was the day of the Korban Omer, that we know we start counting Sfira. And the Korban Omer matters Achilas Chodesh. Now you can eat the Chodesh. So, well, what if you don't have a Korban Omer? What if you don't have a Korban Omer? So then how you can eat Chodesh? So, the Gemara says, if there's no Korban Omer, the Etzem Hayom is matir, the coming of the day. And what part of the day? The beginning of the day. Question, what exactly is the beginning? Is it Alos HaShach? Okay, but the beginning of the day is Matir. So Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, he made a takana. You know what he said? Yom HaNeif Kulo Osa. You got to wait till the end of the day. Why? If there's a Beis HaMikdash and there's Omer, you wait in the middle of the day when the Omer is brought. If there's no Beis HaMikdash, at the beginning of the day. So why is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai saying, I think we should now wait till the end of the day. Yom HaNeif Kulo Osa. Till the end of the day. So the Gemara says like this. You know why? So this is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Sukkah. Mehemar Yibon HaMikdash. Because the Beis HaMikdash might be built any day on the 15th, the 16th, because it's coming min hashamayim. You got to realize, right? The Rashi says prefab, so it's going to come down. So we're afraid like this. So if we're gonna, so now we can have a base of mikdash, right? So now we should wait for the omer, but the way Rashi explains is there's not going to be enough time. It's coming in the spur of the moment. There's not going to have enough time to makriv the Omer before Chatzos. So what are people going to do? People are going to, if you're going to let people eat in the morning, which they should be able to, so they'll say that what? They'll remember, last year we ate in the morning.
But if the
Beis HaMikdash is built, if it comes down on the spur of the moment, so if we're going to eat in the morning, because that's what we did last year, but this year there's a Beis HaMikdash, so there's no heter to eat in the morning. And you'll say Kohanim's reason, but it was too, you know, not enough time to get the Omer brought. So therefore, there could be a kilkul. And therefore, they said, so wait till what? Till the end of the day. So it's interesting. What's this idea? The second day of Pesach, where what? We're so mehira yibona hamikdash. I mean, every day, b'chol yom hachakalo. So he says like this, the Maaseh Rokeach, second arrow. V'nir lani yazdaiti, v'yashiv, t'isa b'gemara. Shlosha mitzvos nitztavu Yisrael b'chnisosam la'arts. There are three mitzvos that we were nitztave when we came into Israel. L'hamid lehem melech, number one, melech. L'hachri zaro shal amalek. V'livnos beis hamikdash. V'zehu haseidu shalahem. They mean in that order. T'chila melech. V'achakach hachroz hazar shal amalek, v'achakach binyan beis hamikdash, as the Gemara says. Oh, so he says like this: Isa b'zohar, lo'asid yamilchemes Hashem b'amalek, Hainu Sarah Shal Edom Kayadua. When is Melchomis Amalek Lossi Lovo? Beyud Dalad Benisan. Zeremes Kiyad Al Kes Ka. Hainu Yud Dalad Nisan. Kes Ka Melchomel Hashem Bamalek. Kiyad Al Kes Ka means that's the remes that the ultimate Melchomel Bamalek is going to be Yud Dalad. Yud Dalad Nisan. So that means that after Yud Dalad Nisan, what's the next thing? Is Beis HaMikdash. So after Yud Dalad Nisan is the time that now, in other words, we're not going to have a Beis HaMikdash before Melchomis HaMolech. So if Melchomis HaMolech is going to be on Yud Dalad Nisan, so then right after that is we have to be choshesh that there could be any day now there could be a Beis HaMikdash. Chaim b'vor b'chol aposkim hasfarim the biur chametz biur dal nisim merames al bittul hayetzahara husam sarah shal esav all those things. Oh, so that explains the Gemara very well why mehera yibera hamikdash on tezvav. Next page 28. Hachashah shal Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai mehera yibera hamikdash benisun. V'kodim yudalid yevshel livnos tasei v'chila hachachis amolik v'achach binyan hamikdash. Mechemes Amolek yeh biyudal benisan. And kein eifshal yibonos kodem yudal benisan. Nechei kolmer Hashem yibona bechameisor ho bishishosar. Chein hiskin she yom hanef kulo osa. Lekach anu bevakshim b'lel Pesach adir hu yivne beiso bekorov. Why are we saying it at the end of the Seder? Yivne beiso bekorov. Because we just finished yudalid and now we're holding by tezvav, tezayin. So these are the days that we're ready. Now we're ready. Oh, so he says, that what? That when Shlomo Melech built the Beis HaMikdash, right? So there was a mitzvah to have Chanukah Sabayis. For 7 days they ate and drank, and then they had 7 days of Sukkos. And they couldn't have the same 7 days because Eim Avram Simcha V'Simcha. And the Gemara says, so they ate and drank for 7 days, and then 7 days of Sukkos, that means they ate and drank on Yom Kippur also. And they were worried that maybe they did the wrong thing. The Paschal came out, said, don't worry, Kulchem Muzumon M'chai Yeholom Abba. So you see that there's an inyan of having a Chanukah Sabayis for 7 days. Oh. He says, "Uvas next paragraph." Uvzem mivur amasecha sofrim lama ein masanim osom benisim b'neishav echad benisim hukam amishkan v'yud bil beiz nesiim v'chol echad biyomo yontif chayim loosid yibona hamikdash benisim v'al kein kodim yudal et iefshar, right, to be a beiz hamikdash because you have to have a chras zara shal molik v'ain lain lecho zara shal molik el yabinyan achar yudal v'ein osa yehachinuch. So where's going to be the Chanukah Habayis, the celebration for 7 days for this Beis HaMikdash? So it's not going to be so yachinuch zayin yom achayot. It can be a gur yontif, as the Gemara says, emar from simcha b'simcha. So there's those last 7 days. It's not just a din that roll over the month. So no, because those 7 days are the days that potentially will be the time of the celebration of the Chanukah Sabayis of the Va'anot Tzrichim Lasos Zichron V'Mikdash Yibona Beis HaMikdash Lachein Ein Mesanin Kol Chodesh Nisan Tichinuch Losi D'yeh At Klos Chodesh Nisan V'yeh Yom Shekulo Tov. And that explains the rest of the month. How the rest of the month now is couched in kedusha and in So that is the Maaser Rokeach, how he takes us through Yudalid and then Beis HaMikdash, and now and that's what he wants to fit into the words of the Masechah Sofrim. That Blosid Lovo, even though you know it's hard to read everything so clearly, but when the Masechah Sofrim says that Losid Lovo Osir Mikdash Libanos, and then he says Lefichach Enomim Tachnun Kolimei Nisan. He wants to read that in that that's what it means that it's going to be built. So therefore, but we have to celebrate the that idea. That's why the Binyan Shlomo says that's why we have Suda Shabbos. The Shulta says, well, why do we have Suda Shabbos? What's the idea of Suda Shabbos? He says because Just like when you build a Beis HaMikdash, you build a house, you have a celebration, Chanukah Sabayis. So Shabbos represents the building of the world. So therefore you have to have a Suda to commemorate the Binyan HaOlam. Binyan HaOlam is no worse than the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. That's why the Binyan Shlomo says, that the Gemara says in Psachim, that there are 3 days, 3 occasions in the year that be'ina kulo lachem, be'ina nami lachem. In other words, there's a machlokas, Rav Lezer and Rav Shua, how do you celebrate Yontif? So Rav Lezer says you have a choice. If you want to do kulo lachem, you could do it. We could do kulo lachem. You could have the whole day, you know, davening and learning, and maybe some say even fasting. But the only days, what?
Except
for Shavuos. So look in the Gemara there, Pesachim Samaches. So everyone knows Shavuos. But the Gemara says 3 times. Shabbos, Shavuos, and Purim. You can't opt to have Kulul Hashem. Everyone has the Kasha Shavuos. You would think is the time that if I want to sit and learn the whole day and not partake in Lachem and Sudas and things like that, I should be able to. So there are a lot of different terutzim that are given to this kasha, but the Binyan Shlomo says, you know what the pshat is? Is because when the world was created, we have to have a Chanukah Sabayis for the world. That's the Shiltas. That's why we have Suda Shabbos. But we know that the world was put in flux until they accepted the Torah, right? Shishi b'sivan. If they would accept the Torah, fine. If not, the world would go back to Tov Avoh. So the creation of the world was fermented when? On Shavuos. So we have another suit on Shavuos to represent Chanukah Sa'olam. But then that Shavuos, the Kabbalah Satorah Shavuos was a little bit shaky because it's Kofalim HaKigidah, so Hargev Kiblu Bimei HaShverosh. So we have a Sudas Purim to because that finalized the Kiyam Ha'olam. But that's the idea over here, that there's a Chanukah Sabayis, and that's the. And in fact, it's interesting. The Meshech Chochma says an interesting thing. It says in Parshas Bahalosha, "Uv Yom Simchaschem Uv Moadechem Uv Roshei Chadshechem Uv Sekatem Chatzotzos Al Loisechem." So, what's Yom Simchaschem? Right? What is that? Yom Simchaschem. So we know there's a famous Sifrei, but Yom Simchaschem Eilu HaShabbosos. That's the Sifrei. But it's a, you know, and some want to bring a proof from there that there's a union of Simcha on Shabbos also. It's a whole question. But it's a very vague term, Yom Simchaschem. So the Meshech Chochma says he thinks that the Pashut Pshat, even though the Sifrei said it, but he thinks the Pshuto Shel Mikra, says the Meshech Chochma, is the Yimei HaChinuch. That Yom Simchaschem means whenever you're making a new thing and you're dedicating it, Yom Sim, and you have, and he quotes the Psukim and the Reyom, and they used to blow the trumpets and this and that. That's Yom Simchaschem, Utchavchem Chasosos. And he proves from the Psukim, Chveis and Divrei HaYomim, where they would blow trumpets and so on the days of the Chinuch. And then he says that he thinks is the Pashup Shat in Yom Simchaschem. So as we approach, now we began. The month of Nisan is the Chodesh HaGulo, so we should realize it's not just the din in the days of Pesach. It's the din in the whole month. It's the Zman HaGulo, and the whole month has this idea of Noach Lo Shenivra, because it's the idea of the represented every day is carries a month. So we should have, like Avnei Nezer said, you know, for me Nisan, it's precious. Every day in life is precious, but in Nisan especially, he said. In Nisan especially, every day is like another month, and that's the 2.5 years of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and that's the idea that Sefer Minchas Aaron says, that even before the Nisan happened, it said, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. It was a miyuad from the beginning of the Bria, that this is going to be the month of Geula. And we see the concept that a month has the significance. We see it by Adar, the Yerushalmi, that you don't have a Megillah, that you're going to go away, so you can start reading. You can read the Megillah on the first of the month, the second of the month, from the beginning of the month. Kol HaChodesh Kosher. And we see the Minchas Chinuch says that the Mea Veilus for the Tzomas is a din in the month. You remember Tzom Arvi, Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShvi, Tzom Arvi. So Bez Hashem, as we now begin Chodesh Nisan, it should be a month of of personal yeshuas for Klal Yisrael, for personal yeshuas for every yachid and yachid that needs our own yeshuas, whoever needs that people have in the various areas of life, that everyone needs different yeshuas and different bakashas to be answered. So it should be something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should tap into our own personal lives, that the geula of our own personal lives, that we can sometimes get stagnated and meshubad to other things. And, you know, that's why the Sefer Maram, there's a Sefer called the Maram Brisk. He was a Hungarian Rav, Rav Mordechai Brisk. He wrote drushes. So he says, you know, the word shofar in Chumash never appears in the context of Rosh Hashanah. Never says the word shofar in Chumash. It's only what? Yom Kippur Shel Yovel. And we learn now from there to Rosh Hashanah. Why? To know that when you're hearing the shofar in Rosh Hashanah, that's a shofar of freedom. That's a shofar of cheiros. That's a shofar of cheiros. Just like the avodim go free, so you mekabel all machlo shemayim, so that's shichra for yourself as well. So Bez Hashem, we should all be zocha, Klal Yisrael should be zocha on a communal level of the Yeshuas. Sometimes we will deserve it, sometimes we have to take it on credit. Yeshuas Makifos, as the Apter Rebbe says, but all should, and ultimately should lead to the Adir Hu Yivne Beso Bekarov, Bimhei Rabbi Yomeinu, Amen.